Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a day of cleanup in places like St. Charles County, hit hard by our latest round of severe storms. Huge hail pummeled communities like O'Fallon.
Still cleaning up this morning, Fox News' Chris Renier live with a look at the aftermath. Chris.
Time, good morning to both of you. Huge hail just leaving behind big time damage to vehicles and homes here in the O'Fallon area. We are at Clement Ford this morning on West Terre Lane, just off I-70. Pieces of vehicles are laying around the lot here, ripped off by the hail. And look at this row of vehicles here. Look at the windshields just taking huge damage from the hail that fell. This row of cars pretty much emblematic of what happened throughout this dealership. The damage here, just one example of how hard this area was hit by the massive hail. This is one of the videos sent to us by viewers of the hail pounding the O'Fallon area yesterday afternoon. The owner of Clement Ford here tells us some 300 new cars, along with 150 used cars, sustained damage on this lot alone. Windshields are shattered, hoods are dented, hail of all sizes just battering parts of St. Charles County on Thursday afternoon. The damage extensive throughout this area, including at the St. Charles County Emergency Operations Center here in O'Fallon. Both county vehicles and employees' personal vehicles taking damage from the hail that fell. The EOC director saying they received widespread reports of damage to both vehicles and homes around the county. Take a listen to what the owner of Clement Ford told us not long after the storm tore through here.
Looks like it's hit to some extent or another. You saw some of them that are demolished. Yeah, it looks bad. You know, we don't sell stuff like this to our customers, so it's just going to be a big insurance claim, and hopefully our insurance company stands behind us.
St. Dominic High School here in O'Fallon also taking a direct hit. Pictures from outside of the school showing the area just covered with hail. School officials tell us baseball-sized hail hit that campus, the senior class parking lot taking a direct hit. Workers had to put tarps up on skylights that were busted out as the storm was still pummeling the area. Fortunately, we have no reports of any injuries. And back here at Clement Ford, some of the cars' windows are not yet covered up here. You can see this window just shattered from the hail that fell. And another common sight here throughout the entire lot are covers over the backs of cars, like here, just kind of blocking off windshields and back windows that were shattered by the hail. Just a huge cleanup ahead here in O'Fallon. For now, live in O'Fallon, Chris Renier, Fox News.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, almost all the power is back on this morning after those severe storms blew through last night. Take a look at this video from Brighton, Illinois. You can see all those power lines down in the street and poles broken from the strong winds. Even with this extensive damage, people say crews were quick to make repairs last night.
Ameren was very, very quick. By the time my fire crews were on the scene, they were on scene within 5 to 6 minutes, and the Ameren crews were already going up and down State Highway 111 assessing the damage, and I think that's when they were calling out additional crews seeing the damage that they had.
Well, the Ameren outage map shows about 2,500 customers in Illinois still without power this morning. Most of those are farther east in the Mount Vernon area. Missouri has about 500 customers with no power. Well, rail workers are picketing this morning in downtown St. Louis. They want what they call a basic necessity, paid sick leave. They say paid sick leave has become the industry standard after a near national strike on America's major freight railroads. Railroad workers say they need a sick leave system that acknowledges the physical challenges of working in the railroad industry and prioritizes workers' health and dignity without the fear of penalty. That picket started at the TRRA corporate headquarters a few minutes ago. They will be out there until 9 o'clock this morning.
A St. Louis man has admitted to using his brother's identity to fraudulently obtain more than $30,000 from the Missouri Medicaid program. 46-year-old Christopher Spencer made claims from June 2018 to February 2022 for Medicaid-reimbursed personal care assistance services. Those claims were made in Spencer's brother's name, who was no longer living with him. Investigators say Spencer submitted claims almost on a daily basis. He pleaded guilty to 5 counts of making false statements, which could land him 25 years in jail. Spencer is scheduled to be sentenced August 4th. St. Louis County Police cut the ribbon today on a new precinct building. The new Aston Southwest Precinct 3 is on Gravoy Road in Sappington. Officials broke ground on the project in November of 2022. The county is also building a new North County Precinct building on Dunn Road in Spanish Lake. Voters approved a half-cent sales tax in 2017 to pay for the $27 million project.
It is 5:07 this morning. We have Jamie Travers in looking at your forecast. We're approaching the weekend, Jamie.
We are.
Are we still experiencing some storms, or those moving?
No, thankfully we're done with storms.
Okay, great.
Only thing this morning, maybe a few sprinkles or a little bit of drizzle. That's what we're seeing on radar here in mostly now south of the metro. Earlier we had some ground truth on that in downtown St. Louis, but now looks like Jefferson over into Monroe County. Those really light green radar returns, maybe even up into St. Clair and Clinton counties, seeing a little bit of that drizzle. We have low clouds, but showing you a look at yesterday, what we had were storms shortly after 3. They just blew up across the area. You can see some more red polygons there, lots of yellow. So yellow severe thunderstorm, red are the tornado warnings. So we had a few storms that exhibited rotation for quite some time. And then everything kind of merged more into a line, or just really a cluster of convective activity, and the severe threat did lessen a little bit, but it was still pretty strong even as the storms moved east of our area. But checking out all of the storm reports for our region, lots of hail, a lot of hail damage and a lot of hail reports. But showing you, we just saw where Chris was in O'Fallon. Some of those reports, 2.8, that's baseball size in St. Paul. O'Fallon, 3-inch in diameter hail. So that's teacup size, 2 inches, another one at 3 inches. And we've seen some pictures that look to be closer to softball size hail, or about 4 inches in diameter. Here's that view from Maryland Heights, our Fox 2 roof cam. We have 50 degrees at Lambert. Humidity is going to be coming down a little bit today, but still noticeable. A little damp feeling out there. North northeast wind at 15, gusting to 23, so a bit breezy, especially here through the morning hours. And while that front is still just to our south, temperatures will be decreasing across many areas here over the next few hours before we start to see them climb gradually or slowly. Decreasing clouds today by 4 p.m. Hopefully, we'll be seeing mostly sunny skies, mostly clear into tonight, a little bit cooler tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow milder and breezy, back up to the 60s, but another front will sweep through that cools us back down for Sunday and Monday. We could also have a little bit of cloud cover out ahead of that front tomorrow. So I think still mostly sunny to partly cloudy, but don't be surprised if we see some clouds. So temperature trends, above normal by a few degrees today, tomorrow above normal, but then below normal air is going to filter into the region behind that cold front that sweeps through later on tomorrow, and that will stay with us for Sunday and Monday before we see those temperatures back up to near normal values. So for today, 59 degrees, decreasing cloud cover, north wind 5 to 15 sustained. Tonight, mostly clear, 41. We'll still see those winds out of the north, many areas dipping into the upper 30s. St. Patrick's Day, gusty winds and 54. So a chilly one, relatively speaking. Monday, highs only in the mid 40s. Spring starts on Tuesday, and then we'll have the rest of the week in the low 60s with some rain chances Thursday and Friday.